to Mr. Schneider.
Okay, here we go.
Jeffrey
Schneider. We're on Daf Chaf Dalid Chaf Dalid Aleph, where the lines start to turn wide, about 8 lines from the top. Now we mentioned last time that this this Rabbi Yossi Bar Oven left the yeshiva of Rabbi Yossi Dimin Yukras because he felt that he wasn't such a caring person. And he demonstrated that by telling you, like, what happened with his son and his daughter. We don't know what happened yet. We're about to have to learn out right now what happened. It is a little bit of a troubling story. But we'll read it together inside and learn it. Story. Bray Mahi, what was happening with the son of Rav Yossi Dimin Yukros that caused Rav Yossi Bar Oven to feel unwelcomed at, or not in a healthy environment? Says the Gemara, Yomachad Havu Agrile Agiri Bidabra. One day, he hired, meaning Rav Yossi Dimin Yukros hired workers. Agrile Agiri means he hired workers, Bidabra in the Sada to work in the field. Nagaluhu, it became dark. It got dark for them. I mean, the day was going on. Lo Icy Lu Rifta, he didn't bring him any food. I mean, they had no food to eat. Amrule Libre, they said to his son, Kanfinan, we're hungry. Havu Yasvi Tute Teines Teinasa. They were all sitting underneath a teina, a fig tree. So the son says, Amr Teina Teina, Hutsi Perusecha, Vyochlu Poli Abba. So the son of Yossi gives us like little tefillah, and he says, fig tree, bring out your fruit and give the workers of my father what to eat. And miraculously, afiku du'achlu, the fig tree sped up its process and it produced fruit to eat, and they ate. Adhachi v'achi, in the meanwhile, asa avua, the father, Rabbi Yossi, finally comes. Amar lahu, and he says to them, lo sinkatu b'da'asaychum, dahai dinaha, sorry, do not like hold me in your thoughts, which means do not suspect me, says Rashi. Don't suspect me that I abandon you. The reason why it's so late, a mitzvah tarachna. I was involved in a mitzvah. And until now, I was busy. Until now, I was preoccupied. And that's why I'm delayed. That's why I'm late. Amrulay, the workers say back to Rabbi Yossi, Rachmana lisbacha ki hechid yasba'an barich. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu should satisfy you, just like that your son satisfied us. I mean, they gave him a blessing. They were fine. Don't forget, they were fine. They were hungry, but they were taken care of. They're fine now. And they gave a bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should satisfy you, like your son helped us be satisfied. Amar Lahu, he says to them, Mehecha, from where did he provide for you? Amru, Hachim Hachem Maisa. They said to him, this is what happened. They told the whole story with the fig tree. Amr lo, so now he says, Bini, atata itrachtes konecha, loti teina perusesh lobizmana. You burdened, you put out your creator to produce figs from the tree, not in their time? Yes, sof shobizmano. You should be also taken before your time. Very harsh language to give to anyone, much less your son. That's the story with his son. So once hearing this, Rabbi Yossi Bar Oven was like, That's a troubling story for my Rebbe to do. The level of compassion he seems to have to his child is limited, is lacking. I'm not sure I want that in my Rebbe.
What does that mean that just like the fig tree didn't produce in his time, you're not gonna do it?
You shouldn't last your time. I mean, you shouldn't live your life out to its full years. You should be taken from the world early for having bothered HaKadosh Baruch Hu to require him to produce his fruit early. Then you should ripen early, meaning your time will also end prematurely. That was what happened with the son. With the daughter, it's again, these are, my father said yesterday, what kind of stories are these about our rabbis? It's a hard thing to understand because these are our gedolim, and yet we were reading stories here that are very troubling. And again, maybe he had all the best intentions in mind for Yossi Dimin Yukros, but it's a troubling story nevertheless. What happened with his daughter? Next part. Says the Gemara, Barte Mahi. What was it with the daughter? So Havile Barte Balas Yofi. His daughter was beautiful. She was very pretty. Yomachad Chazil Hugavra Davikarya Bohutsa Kachazula. One day, he saw a guy who was Karya Bohutsa. He was putting a hole. Says Rashi, he was putting a hole like a wooden fence. You know, the yard was separated by a wooden fence, and he was boring a hole in the wooden, like a little peephole. Chazi was looking at her. Amar lo, my hi. He says, what are you doing? So Amar le, he says to the father, he says to the Rebbe, imalocha lo zachisi, they're also lo eska. Okay, if I don't merit to marry her, at least can I merit to look at her? She's beautiful. Amar lo, so what does he say to his daughter? B.T., come into Aris Libriasa. You're causing difficult challenges to the other people in the world, to other males. Shubi lafarech vayichshulu beich bnei adam. You should go to the ground instead of making other people stumble over you. Again, it sounds like over here he's suggesting that she should die better than to be in the world and to be a cause of Yetzer Hara for people in the world besides her. So these stories were two very disturbing stories where his two children were spoken to in ways that are very, very, seem to be callous and at best and cruel, you know, at face value. And Rabbi Yossi Bar Avin figures, I can't be a Talmud of the Rabbi Yossi Bar Avin Yukras, because if I do anything, he's going to curse me also. And I just don't want that. That's why he went to Rav Ashi, and that's how the kind of completed the story that we had yesterday. Okay. The Gemara now is going to go through... another story. And we're going to see over here also, we're going to see some nicer stories, some stories about the power of Yossi de Minyukras. Not about him per se, but about his animals, which really reflect upon him as well. So the Gemara tells over a story. Habileahu Chamra. There was a donkey that Rabbi Yossi de Minyukras, this again, the same rabbi who was very strong and tough. He had this donkey. Kidahavu Agri La Kol Yoma, that when he would rent it out any day, La Ursa at nighttime, Havu Mishadrile Agra Agaba. They would send back the donkey at nighttime to the owner, to Rabbi Yossi, and they would send the agra, they would send the fare, the wages, the rent, they would send it on the back of the donkey. Agaba, on the back of the donkey. The Asla Beimara, and they would, and the donkey would return to its owner, to Rabbi Yossi de Minyukras. But if the donkey was a special donkey in a way, and because again, Rabbi Yossi de Minyukras was very chush, a very holy person. Vitafula, O Batrila, if there was too much, or too little, meaning if they shortchanged or they overpaid, Lo Asya, the donkey wouldn't move, the donkey wouldn't come. It would just stay there until you figure out the calculations properly. Yomachad Inshu Zuga Disandli Allah. One day, Inshu means to forget, says Rashi. Someone forgot a pair of sandals, a pair of shoes on the donkey. Everything else was the right money, but the donkey wouldn't move. Lo Asla. Adashaklunhu Mina Badrazo. So they took the shoes off and then it went. The point of here is that we're kind of, even though the story sounded terrible to Yossi ben Yukras, he was a very chasha person, meaning his animals, which reflected him, were so honest and yashar that they would not travel back to their owner without the right amount of money being put in them. Whatever that means, the point is that we gave a tough story just now, tough stories about Yossi ben Yukras. He had a lot of kochos about him. Again, these stories are very hard to understand, but he still had a lot of kochos about him, which we don't want to just ignore. Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
Ready? I feel like those stories, like, yeah, they had him, like, doing bad stuff to his, like, children. Like, he cursed his children, obviously. But it was for a good thing. It wasn't a bad person.
100%. Listen, 100%. Every part here was out of zealousness, righteousness, whatever you want to use. It's just, you know, it's disturbing. Meaning, even if his mindset is like, how dare you be a threat to other people in the world? She didn't mean it. I mean, I didn't say that she was walking around flaunting her stuff. She just was existed, you know. So if she was not Sanua and he made a harsh comment, okay, maybe it's still harsh, but at least we appreciate that he's, you know, even with the story of the son, like he did, quote unquote, you know, I don't say force God's hand, but he pushed God's hand in a way to bring out these fruits in a way that maybe wasn't the right time for you. He caused a miracle to happen. That's true. My dad shaking his head, but it is true. He did cause a miracle to happen.
He caused the miracle to happen, but let's go back to the concept that Gabe asked. Okay,
yeah,
here is a great rabbi, who, because somebody was drilling a hole in his daughter's fence, wished her better, she should be dead. So, the thing that comes to my mind is we have to be very careful when we look at people and say, wow, what a great rabbi! Sure, he did a couple of silly things. Wish his daughter's death, but you know, he was a great guy. It's like saying, wow, you know what? Aaron's got a great haircut, but he shoots people. Bottom line is, at the end of the day, he's shooting people. At the end of the day, the guy is wishing his daughter death. If the Gemara doesn't come back and explain this in such a way that says, wow, conceptually, this is brilliant.
The Gemara will not bring up again. He's finished with our story. So
I waited until I found out that he was finished with the story before I volunteered my what people might consider to be potentially negative comments, which is against the safer that you and I are learning, Chafetz Chaim. But again, we can talk about that one later.
Let's see if you're not here. Now, I've got to say, and I'll get back to you in a minute. Yeah, Ron, what do you got?
How is it forcing Hashem's hand if he went along with it? Because it's not like I was able to sin and I like did it. Like, it was there for me. Like,
oh, no, not which one. I'm talking about the fruit.
I know, like, a miracle had to happen. So, like, how is that forcing Hashem's hand?
Because when you daven for something, you know, that people need it, and you're giving a suggestion, and a nace happens due to your tefillah, so then, you know, you can't force God to do anything, because God can say no, of course. But you know, your tefillah demanded, if it would have happened, something that would be a miracle to happen. So that's why the father is very upset. He feels like, you quote unquote forced God's hand. You demanded a miracle. That's not how we work in the world. It should be how we work in the world, at least. That's what I would say. Said Poppy. Get out of here.
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't want her staying to listen here, because God forbid, if you have a fence and somebody breaks through it, bye bye Tari.
Well, again, let's.
Good one, Poppy.
Thank you, sweetie.
Okay, back to our Gemara.
Bye.
Bye, sweetie. Back to our Gemara. We'll discuss this hopefully at the end.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Elazar Ish Birsa, a new story. Again, this Rav Yossi Dimyukras is finished. New story now of Elazar the Ish Birsa. Karavu Chazi Le Gabai Staka. When the Gabai Staka, the collectors of Staka, would see him, Avu Tashu Mine, they would hide from Elazar Ish Birsa. Now, usually Gabai Staka are not hiding, they're going door to door. Why are they hiding from him? The Chomai Davi Gabai Yaiblu. He was such a big tzaddik, he gave him everything he had. He would do nothing for himself. He would give him everything he had on him at the time. And they didn't want him to put him out and his family out like that. So they always try to hide from Elazar Ish Birsa. Yom Achad, one day, Avisalik Lashuka, the Mizbani Dunya Lebarte, back to the children again. One day, this Elazar Ish Birsa went to the Shuk in order to buy a Nedunya, a dowry. He wanted to buy certain items for his daughter. She's going to get married very soon, or so that maybe people would be excited to marry her because she came along with a lot of wealth and things like that. Chazyuhu Gavai Tzaka. So the Gavai Tzaka saw him in the market. They ran away. Tashumine. Azul, he went. Varad Basar. He went and ran after them. Amu says to them, Ish Basichu. But my askisu. I demand of you, what are you doing right now? What are you collecting right now? What's your project? I'm related to back to him. Biyasom Biyasoma. Says Rashi, we're marrying off an orphan boy to an orphan girl. Their parents passed away. We're trying to raise the funds. Amu said to them, Avoda. Meaning what? Like, whoa, Shaheen called me the BT. They should come before my own daughter. They have no parents. Shaka called the Havibad day. He took everything he had with him, and he gave it to them. Pashle Chav Zuzah, he had one Zuz remaining, he did not give over. And with that Zuz, Zavon Bey Chiti. He bought a little bit of grain with that one Zuz. The Asik, and he brought now this little chita, the little wheat, shadye b'achalva. He threw it into his granary, and that was when he came back from the market. Asay dibesu. His wife comes. She says to her daughter, "My icy avuch, what did Dad bring home from the market for you?" Amra la. She says to her mom, "Koma da icy b'achalva shadise." Anything that he brought, he threw it in. Anything he brought, he threw it into the granary. So Asya lemiftach bava da'akalba. So the mother now, I mean the wife, the mother, the daughter comes to open up the door. Lemiftach bava is the door. Lemiftach bava da'akalba, the granary. Chazes akalba de mayachitim. The kanafka bitzinur de dasha. Lemiftach bava michitim.
She sees that the whole granary is full now of wheat, and it's coming out of the kanafka, coming out of the tzinura, of the hinges of the dash of the door. And v'lobisach baba, the door will not open because of how much grain is in there, how much wheat is in there. Azla bar to the baby drasha. So now his daughter goes to the base medrash. Relations him, borei ma'asalachav o'avecha. Look what your beloved, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu, did for you. Look at what Hashem does for you. Amar lo, he said to her, avodah. Which means again, by gosh, harein in hekesh alecha, alaych. This is considered a hekesh upon you. Meaning, this is not ours. It's not ours. Ve'ein lach behen el ke'echad me'aniyei Yisrael. This is not ours. You're no different than any other poor person who needs it. You can take what you need, but it's not our wealth to have. Meaning, Rashi points out here, this is a miracle. What happens is a miracle. And we should not get extra hana out of miracles. When we mentioned before, when you get hana out of miracles, this is back to the story we had earlier, you lose some of your skills in Shemayim. You lose it. You cashed in. So we can use it like anyone else uses it. We can use it like any other Ani Yisrael is it. You know, we're poor. We need help. So we can use part of it. But this is not our money more than it's anyone else's who's poor's money. My father looks upset once again. Pops?
Because now he's questioning God's miracle.
He's not. Not at all.
Absolutely. God made all that stuff grow, and God said, here it is for you.
Well,
said,
wait, who said for you? Who said
I'm questioning God. I don't think you meant that.
What do you mean? He's not. No, he didn't say it at all.
What did he say?
He was saying what we have right now in our yard, in our storehouse, is miracle food. And given miracle food.
Us, given to us directly from Hashem.
Through a miracle.
And therefore,
we do not want to cash in on miracles in this world more than we need to survive. If we do that, then what we're doing is we're using miracles, and by doing that, we're going to be taking from our Olam Haba and cash in. We don't want to do that. We don't want to do that. Yeah, Gabe, what do you got, Gabe?
No, I was just going to say that. Maybe, yeah, he got it, but it's an ace, and any ace isn't taken from Olam Haba. Maybe he made the choice saying, no, like, we're not going to accept that because we don't want to lose away from our Olam Haba.
Like, listen, it's now like, color, it's like the world, it's like a miracle for the world now. It's not just for me. So I'm going to take what I need as an Ani, and other Ani come take what they need as a Niim, and I'm going to share the wealth because it's not meant to be only for me. It's miracle produce, and if I take it all myself, then I'm cashing in much more than I'm comfortable doing. Okay.
Which is something Hashem gave him the option of doing.
Or maybe he gave him a test.
And a test. Okay.
Tell the Gemara, Rehuda Nisiya, Gazar Tanisa. So he, again, there was a drought, and Rehuda Nisiya, he declared a fast. Boy, Rachmi below Asa Mitra. He asked, he davened, nothing came, no rain came. Amar Kama Ika Mishmul Aramasi Lehuda Ben Gamliel. Look how much. Like how big a gap there is from Shmuel Haramasi, you know, Shmuel from the time of Shmuel, the Sefer Shmuel, who had rain fall on his behalf when he needed it. But here, me, Yehuda Ben Gamliel, or Yehuda Ben Gamliel, that's him talking himself, I can't get rain to fall. Oy lo lador shekei nitka, woe is the generation that is stuck right now. Oy lo lemisha also be yam of kach, woe is the people who have to deal with this in their days. Chalash daite, so he became very depressed. And then rain came, meaning when that brought a level of humility out, and he was broken over it. That's when the rain came. Similar story to Ben Nisiyah, the house of the Nasi, Gadatanisa, Vlo Odinu Rabbi Yochanan for Reish Lakish. So the Ben Nasi, the house of the president, again the Jewish president, he declared a tainis, but they didn't tell Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. They made a tainus with Safra in the morning. Odinhu, they informed them there was a tainus that day. Amalei Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan, hello kabilna la meorso. We didn't accept this from the night before. We didn't accept this upon ourselves as a fast. Meaning we know normally we enter this beforehand. You're supposed to accept the fast the day prior to the fast beginning at nighttime, and we didn't do that. So Amalei, so his response to Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish was anan basrayu garwinan, meaning we are dragged after them, which means that we are when they took the fast Tzibor. We're part of that seaboard. Whether we knew about it or not, they're our Rosh, they're our head, and whatever they do, it impacts us as well. Their acceptance is considered like our acceptance. Another story. The Bein Nisiya, Gazer Ta'anisa, below Asa Mitra, once again, clear Titus and rain didn't come. Ta'anluhu, Oshia, Zira, Dimin Chavre. So Oshia, who was Zira, who was young among his friends, Dimin Chavre among his friends, he taught them when the rain didn't come in the following pasuk. And it will be, if from the eyes of the congregation, what is done is an accident. What is done is accidental. So now he darshan the following. He says the word imeinei haida. What does it mean? The eyes of the congregation. It means the leaders of the congregation. If the leaders of the congregation, we're now focusing on the leaders being like the eyes. What does that mean? So mashal lakala shimbeis avia. It's like a bride or a young lady who's in the home of her father. Kozman sheinei yafos. As long as she has beautiful eyes, enko gufa tzricha b'digra. You don't need to check anything else. You can assume the rest of her is beautiful as well. Einah trutos. We have the word trutos before with the story of Yashka in the prior Gemara we did together, Jesus. If her eyes are less attractive or round, as the Gemara told to the Rashi, as I said before, they're very round, but less attractive, then call gufa tzricha b'digra. Then everything has got to be checked also. You got to check the rest of the body, make sure it's okay if the eyes aren't okay. And over here, he's saying that the fact that we're not being answered must be that the eyes of the Ada are questionable. The eyes being the leaders, the great ones of our generation, maybe are not so great after all. If they were great, then we should be able to survive. Hashem would kind of ignore the rest of the body because the eyes are so great. The fact that Hashem's not ignoring it must be the eyes are not so great, which means our leaders are not so great, which means the base nasi is not so great. That's very offensive. So asu abde v'ramule sudra b'tavre. So the workers, the servants of the nasi came and they put a cloth around his neck, the kametzarule, and they were not killing him, but they were giving him a lot of pain. They were hurting him. Amru lehu b'nei ma'asei, the people of his town, of Oshia's town, of his city, they came and they said, Shavke, leave him alone. Danam mitzar lon. He also gives us a hard time. He's also strong with us and tough with us. Came in the chazina and they called Mila the Shum Shemayim. Once we saw, they were talking again. They were still talking. Once we got to know him, we realized that everything he said, maybe he was a little bit sharper than he had to be. But what he was saying was all for the right reason. He was trying to call us out in the right ways and inspire us. Lo amrei lo amrei le lo midi b'shav kinale. We didn't do anything, and we let him alone. Maybe we understood. He's crass. He speaks. He speaks a little irreverently. He's not so careful with who he's speaking to. He speaks strongly. But the same Shemayim, we learned that about him. Also, Nami Shaku, you also, you should leave him alone. And they did. Rebbe Gazani Tanisa Velo Asa Mitra. Rebbe again, Rebbe David, Rebbe declared a fast. And again, the rain did not come. Nachis Kamei Ilfa. Vamile Rebbe Ilfa. So who went down in front of him as a Shiach Tzibur was either Ilfa or Rebbe Ilfa, and he started to daven. And Amar, you'd say, Mashiva Ruach Veneshev Zika. When he said the word Mashiva Ruach, the wind started to blow. Mori de Geshem, Vasa Mitra, and the rain started to come. So this Ilfa and his tefillah brought what Rebbe was unable to get. Amalei ma'ovdach, what do you do? Meaning, what about you? What's your righteousness that causes Hashem to listen to you so quickly? Ma'ovdach, what's your business that you are so well received by HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Amalei, diarna b'kusta d'chika. I live in a kusta d'chika, says Rashi, in an impoverished city, and a very poor city. Less be chamra the kiddusha of Abdalta. There is no chamra, there is no wine for kiddush and Abdallah. Tarachna vasina chamra kiddusha of Abdalta, mafitna luhu yidei chubasayu. So I work very hard. I toil to bring wine for kiddush and Abdallah. I'm able to mafitna luhu. I'm able to be yotze. Everyone's yidei chubasayu. They all listen to my kiddush and my Abdallah, and they're able to be yotze kiddush and Abdallah through my efforts. And that was his greatness that caused Hashem to listen to him through his efforts. He pushed for the tzibur. Hashem also listened to him as well. Rav Ikla Lahu Asra. Rav arrived at a certain city. Sorry. And Gazat Anisa, again, the city needed and he declared a fast. Well, Asa Mitra, again, rain did not fall. Naches Kameh Shlicha, the tzibur, the Shef Tzibur, began to daven, went down to daven. Amar Masa Ruach, Menei Shev Zika. Amar Yageshem, Asa Mitra, same story. He started davening, and each time he started davening, Hashem reacted to it until Muri Geshem and rain came. Amalei Ma'avdach, what do you do? What's your business? What's your greatness? Amalei Mikri Dardaki Ana. I am a person who teaches young students. Mikri Dardaki, I teach them how to read. Dardaki means young students. Umakrina Livnei Aniyei Kibnei Asiri. And I teach both those who are poor, those who are Bnei Asiri, means Bnei Ashir, those who are poor and rich alike. I teach them both. And whoever is unable to pay, I don't take anything from them at all. the Isli Pera de Kavri. I have a Pera de Kavri, the fish pond. The Koman de Pasha, whoever says Rashi is saying usually is negative, but it really means someone's unable to learn, when they can't focus. Mashchdina le minayu, I bribe them with my fish pond. Umasadrina le, and I prepare it for them. Vasina le, and I appease them. Ad asikari, until they finally come and learn. So we see over here that he was very generous with his who he taught, and he even gave his own property to try to encourage people to learn. And that's why Hashem Baruch Hu answered him as well. Rav Nachman Gazanisa, Rav Nachman declared again a fast. Boy Rachman below Asa Mitra. Again, he davened and nothing came. Amar Shaklu the Nachman. He said to them, "Take Nachman, take me. Chavudu min Guda la'ara. Throw me down. Min Guda means from the a wall, top of a wall, la'ara to the ground. Meaning I can't. You should fire me. I'm not able to provide you what you need. Chalash Daite. Once again, it caused him great depression to feel that he is not worthy, and that." The Asa Mitra, that's what caused the rain to come, is his feelings of humility. Rabba Gazutanisa, Rabba also declared a fast. Boy Rachmi below Asa Mitra, and again, he davened, it didn't come. Amrulei, they said to Rabba, I don't understand. Rabbi Yehuda, you have a Gazutanisa Asa Mitra. They said, Rabbi Yehuda, when he would declare a fast, it would come, and you're not pulling your weight over here, you're not getting the rain. Amrulehu, he said back to the people who challenged him, Mahi Avi, what should I do? If it's because of his excellence in learning, Rabbi Yehuda, we're stronger. We in our generation right now are stronger. Adifna, we're better in learning than they are. How we know? The Bishani Rabbi Yehuda, because in the years of Rabbi Yehuda, Kol Tnuye at top of Chafetz Aleph Beis, all the learning, but Ezekin Hava, they only learned Seder Ezekin. They learned one of the six Siddur Mishnah, one of the six. Sections of Mishnah. The Anan Kamasnina and Bishisa Sidrin. And we learn all six of the Sidrin Mishnah. So it's not a learning issue. And even more than that, the Chirat Mahavimati Rabbi Yehuda, the Uxin Rabbi Yehuda, who used to get rain quickly, arrived at Mesechus called Uxin, which refers to stems literally. But it's about Tumma and Tara, rules of Tumma and Tara, of what can help transport Tumma and Tara. Haisha, it says in the Mishnah, Haisha Shakuvesh is Yerek. Bikadera, a lady, a woman who pickles vegetables in her pot. And some say it was a Mishnah that talked about Zaysim Shikavshan Bitarfeyan, which means olives that were pickled with their leaves attached to them, Tehorin. That means that the leaves or the stems do not transfer Tumma over to the fruits. And when Rabbi Yehuda read these lines, Amar Havayos Derav Shmuel Chachazin Hacha. Rashi calls it here Havayos, means like the intricacy, the analysis. He was affected by the. He felt that we needed extra analysis of Rav and Shmuel here. We need some deeper discussions here in order to understand this better. I mean, he couldn't understand this so well. Rav Yehuda couldn't, and we. V'anan kamasnisan masnidin v'uksin pleisan v'sivta. We have 13 yeshivas just learning Mesechus Uksin alone. I mean, we understand much more than they do, and yet even Rav Yehuda ki havishalav chad misana. Asi Mitchell, when he would take one shoe off, rain would come. V'anan katzavchinan kul yomo. We cry out. Tavchinan is to cry out. We cry out all day. Lekan Ashman, no one's paying attention to us. So therefore, it's not the learning that we can point to, because we learn more and better than they do. Even from Ubdov, it's something else that you know that was done. Something happened that I should know about. Ika dechazi midi lema. If someone has seen something that I should know about, so tell me. Which means, I don't know what that is either. Avama yasu gedolei ador. What can the Gedolei Ador do? She'in Doron Dome Yafer. That their generation, who they represent, does not compare well to who Rabbi Yehuda represents. So, I mean, Rabba says, don't be so quick to hate on me. You know, in our teaching, our learning is stronger than theirs was. And if you know something I don't know about, let me know. Otherwise, maybe it's you guys. Maybe it's the generation that I'm representing that's weaker than Rabbi Yehuda's generation was. Okay. Now, the Gemara now wants to tell you over here, Rabbi Yehuda, sorry, Rabbi Yehuda a little more, and then we'll stop with the story after the story's over. So, Rabbi Yehuda, Chaza Haneu Beitre Dabuka Parti Berifsta. Rabbi Yehuda saw two people that were Parti Berifsta, means they were throwing corn around, they were tossing bread. They were throwing bread. Amar, he said, Shmamina Ika Saba Bu'alma. I see, must be a lot of plenty in the world that people are treating bread so flippantly and so disrespectfully. Yoiv Ene, so he glared at them. Havi Kafna, and this glare created a drought. I mean, he was upset with how they treated it. He felt it was due to their plenty, and he created a drought unintentionally through his glare. Amalei the Rabbanan, the Rav Kana, Brei the Rav Nechunya. Shammai. So the Rabbanan turned, now the drought got very bad. The Rabbanan went to Rav Kahana, the son of Rav Nechunya, who happened to also double as Shammai, as the assistant, as the helper of Rav Yehuda. And they said to him, Marj Shriach Kamei, you know, master, you are oftentimes found in front of Rav Yehuda. You find Rav Yehuda is around you all the time. You're around him all the time. Niasei delifuk bepitzcha the son of Lashuka. Make it that he goes out of the door near the shuk. Meaning, have him go out of the door near the shuk so we can see how bad poverty is right now in the city, and he can maybe daven for us more. Because he's pretty, again, he wasn't really focusing so much on helping him out of this drought. He should see how bad it is. Maybe he'll start to daven for us more. So says Gemara, Asya ibnafik l'shuka. So they went that way, and he went out towards the marketplace when he went out the next time. Chazik Kufi saw a whole gathering. Zer Yehuda. Amalui says to them, people were gathering. My high, what is it? What's going on? What's this gathering about? My high. Amalui said back to him, Akosva d'tamri kaima, d'kav mizdavin. There is a container, a kusva is a container of tamri, of dates, that now is kaimi, the mizdavin is being sold. And we're all here trying to buy some dates. And he realized, Amar shvami na kafna ba'ama. It must be a big famine. They're all trying to gather around for some dates. It sounds very extreme. Must be a big famine in the world. So Amar shvami says to his helper, Shalav li misani, take off one of my shoes. Shalav lechad misani, take off one of the shoes. Sorry, he said, take my shoes off. Shalav lechad, he said, take off one shoe off. V'asamitra, and rain began to fall. Kimatal is mishav achrim, when he wanted to take the next shoe off. Asa Eliyahu, Eliyahu and Elvi came. V'amar le, and he said, to Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem wants to send a final message to you. Yishalav to achrim, take the other shoe off. Machrivna la'alma, you're going to destroy the world. Meaning, it's enough already, you've got what you asked for, you're not taking the other shoe off. Now, final part of the story, and we're done with this over here. Amar Rav Mari Bradbash, Shmuel Rav Mari, the son of the daughter of Shmuel, meaning Rav Mari, the grandson of Shmuel, said, Anahavi Ka'imna Agud Nar Papa. I was actually there when this whole story happened by the riverbank, the Agud Dinar of Papa, by the riverbank of a river called Papa. Chazai the Malachi, the Idmu the Malchi. I saw angels that came and appeared as sailors. Malchi are sailors. The Kamaisi Chala, they brought chol, which is sand, umlanu le'arvi, and they filled it up with boats. They had these boats, and they put sand in their boats. Vavikimcha desmida, and it turned into fine flour, finely ground flour. We had that idea also when it came to Maseches Sota. Also kuli alma le'mizbon, everyone was going now to buy this flour. Don't forget, the same period of time, the big drought, and everyone starts to buy flour. Now they're able to, it's raining, and they want to now take flour. But this flour is not real flour. It's really sand that they turn into flour. So again, back to our discussion, my dad did not like in the beginning, which is that miracle food should be avoided. Amar Lahu, he said to them, Rav Yehuda, or it's Machlokes who said this, either Rav Mari said it, or Rav Yehuda said it, different girsos. Amar Lahu, meha lo tizbon, the maisa nisimhu, do not buy this. It's a maisa nes. Again, Hashem did make a nes, it's true. But if you want to take part of it, you're going to lose some of your zchuyos. Do not buy this grain. It's not real grain. It's a miracle grain. You don't want to tap into it. It's going to take your zchuyos away. And they didn't. And lemacha, the next day, asyan arbi dechite de barzina. The next day, a boat, arbi again, means a boat full of chita, full of wheat. Asyan, it came from a place called Parzina, and they were able to be provided for. We'll stop over here with our Gemara. I'm going to go right back on right now to answer any question you have. But the next day,